Assessing SNP variation within an individual for bitter taste to PTC. This research was performed with the understanding that SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms, occur within the human genome. DNA codes for the design of the organism and can be read to determine what traits a person may have, from hair color to the likelihood that they may develop a medical condition. These vary from person to person due to minute changes to specific genes at specific points, known as loci. For the gene which codes for how we perceive the chemical PTC to taste, it takes a difference of only a single nucleotide base. The purpose of this experiment was to determine if the student subject is homozygous or heterozygous for the SNP, using pre-designed primers in PCR, gel electrophoresis, and sequencing. Because DNA is a double helix, the base pairs may be the same on both sides, homozygous, or different, heterozygous. Homozygous means a person is dominant or recessive for the gene, while heterozygous would mean that the person is a carrier for the recessive gene and typically expresses the dominant. The hypothesis was that if a sequencing test is run, the student will be found to be homozygous for tasting PTC as bitter. To perform the experiment, the student swabbed their cheek to collect cheek cell samples. ClinVar data, an online database of DNA and SNPs, was used to craft primers unique to the SNP that determines the bitter taste for PTC. This ClinVar sequence and primer information can be seen in Figure 3. The designed primers were then used in a PCR reaction to get the DNA amplicon, which was then run through a gel for electrophoresis, pictured in Figure 4. Next, the amplicon was purified and run through a nanodrop to determine if the sample had been having enough genetic material to be sequenced, as shown in Figure 5. Once this was determined, the sample was sent to Eurofins Genomics to be sequenced. The specific SNP sequence can be seen in Figure 2, for comparison to the ClinVar data in Figure 3, and the Sanger sequencing as pictured in Figure 1. Looking at the Sanger sequencing, each colored line represents a different nucleotide base. The SNP for bitter-tasting PTC is the C at point 506. Note that at this point, there is only a single colored peak. This means there is only one base pair located at this point, showing that the student is homozygous for the SNP and it is likely expressed. This finding supports the hypothesis that the student would be homozygous. If the person were to be heterozygous, there would be a second colored peak at this point. The testing was limited, however, because it was unable to show whether the student was homozygous for the dominant or recessive allele, and that PTC could not be tasted to further support the data. Being able to read genetic sequences to understand more about individuals has the chance for great scientific discovery, and further testing in this field could lead to being able to predetermine the likelihood for a person to develop dangerous medical conditions. Though this experiment is mundane, the potential for such research is enormous.